and this is my town.
Welcome back to The Cabin. This is the Up North podcast, heard live on Wednesday nights on the radio and on the weekends wherever you find your favorite Wisconsin podcast. I'm Sarah Yacoub, along with Pat Kreitlow and Kirk Bangstad.
Hey, 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 hey. Who's supposed to talk next? I was listening to that My Town song, which I thought
You go and you pick the music, and you're so busy dancing to it, you completely miss the script.
There's a lot to unpack in that song, too. I'm listening to the lyrics.
I know. Like, we're talking. There's fighting. There's running off.
This is the point. Like, you know, it's like you got to fight for your town. And that's why we're bringing on Hans Brighton Mosier back on the show as a guest this time, because he has fought for his town as a county board member and a dairy farmer in Merrill and in Lincoln County. And, you know, I mean, we got to know each other through the battle for gerrymandering, and early on, Hans didn't want to stand for the fact that he saw this stuff getting screwed up with the district lines, and so he was an early advocate, like years and years and years ago, about counties. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican, if you're deep red or whatever, but he wanted to get the county board level passing resolutions to say, listen, we just want fair district lines. That's all.
And
we
there have been. And he's been a tireless advocate against, you know, rigged maps. But the reason we wanted to have him back on is that a window is about to open in Wisconsin, because Hans isn't just an advocate for fair maps. He is a member of the Lincoln County Board. And it's those county boards, school boards, city councils, town boards, where real difference is made. And that happens in the spring elections, which take place in April. If there's a primary needed, it takes place in February. So to get on the ballot, you've got to collect so many signatures on a nominating petition. And that window for getting those signatures opens up December 1st. And I think those signatures are due January 4th. And so Hans is here just to talk about the value of serving in local government. Hans, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you guys very much. Good to see you guys. Sorry, my video doesn't work. But again, you're feel free to find somebody, you know, taller and better looking to put in my place.
Now, don't give us an opening like that. God only knows what we'll paste in this
square box. Wait.
But you're sounding good for the podcast, and we appreciate that. Hans, again, you were dairy farming. Now you're on the county board. So it's not like you always wanted to be in local politics all your life. What made the decision for you? What made the decision for other county board members? You know, what is it that might prompt a person to say, you know, I would like to be on my county board or town board or whatever as well? What led you to it?
Sure. Well, yeah, I mean, I've got a day job. I've got a dairy farm to run that keeps me plenty busy. So, you know, but my introduction to county politics was because I was elected to the Farm Service Agency County Committee. So that's federal, local oversight over federal government, you know, where it relates to agriculture. So that was my introduction to county government through land conservation there. But that gets pretty far into the weeds. Why I ran? Well, someone in the community thought that I might, be a reasonable, halfway thoughtful, low drama person on that board that, you know, cares and wants to get things done. And I think that's what people's motivation should be to run, you know, for these offices. But if I can elaborate a little bit more on that, what we're seeing this go around and what I've learned here very recently is that there are a lot of people from what I'm going to say the Trump camp. I'm not even going to say Republicans, but rather real hardcore Trump supporters, worshipers, I might even go so far as to say, that are running for local offices. And they're running, I really think, because they've so believed the big lie, and they're running because they feel like it's their patriotic duty to save the nation because they believe that the last election was stolen and so forth. And that's hard for those of us here to fathom, but I think that's a fact. So I'm loath to nail those folks to the cross because they've been sold a bill of good and so they're doing it for very passionate reasons. But I do fear that it is going to unseat a lot of good local government officials, because at the end of the day, we have to be able to add two and two. We have to be able to deal with some of the things that come down from Madison with regard to our roads and so forth. And the other thing I think is really important now more than ever, perhaps, is that we've got federal money coming in for infrastructure and so forth, and we have to use that money wisely. And I think at the same time that that's happening, we're dealing with the fallout from an ever-changing climate. So we need to do with our county resources things that previous county boards haven't had to do, which is to say, look at our infrastructure and say, how can we beef it up? Because these 100-year events are going to happen once a summer and are happening once a summer. And that's where resources need to be allocated. We can't just be pontificating and parroting, you know, propaganda at the federal level. That was a long-winded ass answer to your short, simple question, Pat.
It was spot on. Trust me, especially with current events.
Well, so I feel like we're one giant Dunning-Kruger graph when it comes to local government. There are people who think, well, I don't know enough about everything, I couldn't possibly run. And then there are people who really don't know a lot about a lot of things who think, well, I'm empowered and I'm going to run because I believe in the big lie. And, you know, what do you say to those people who are a little bit apprehensive because they're aware of their own limitations and are, you know, governed by their humility? How do we get those people to get out and run?
I like the way you said that, governed by their humility. And that's interesting because it reminds me of a conversation I was just having with my daughter about, you know, politics and so forth. But because I think that's so spot on. There, most of us, most normal people, I would argue, it never occurs to us to run for any office, even if it's dog catcher or county board, much less assembly or state senate. Most of us are not wired that way, because most of us, you know, I was raised, and this is a conversation that I had with my daughter, I was raised in a household where my parents, it was just very clear to me growing up that, you know, don't think you're all that. Just settle down. You know what I mean? Self-promotion was shameful. And so when you go out and you have to run for public office, there's a little bit of that, especially if you have someone who's running against you. But what I would say is this: those who are out in the community who think that they that the county board or city council is somehow over their station or over their head, they're just being foolish. What the county board needs, what city councils need, and I think, frankly, what the state assembly and state senate needs, but let's focus on local races here. We need exactly those people. We need farmers. We need janitors. We need lawyers. We need educators. That's the point. We need somebody from every corner of the community, not because they have some grand wisdom or some knowledge about politics, but because they don't, but because they are interested in going into a room, seeing where they can contribute, and having a knowledge base that somebody else in the room doesn't have. And I think also a willingness and an ability to, you know, use good old-fashioned critical thinking and be willing to listen to the person who, you know, comes in from the outside and says, this is what's wrong with the budget, this is what's helpful, and so forth and so on. So it's those critical thinking skills and a desire to help your community. But my plea, and the only, quite honestly, the only reason why I agreed to come on to the show tonight, my plea is that we need people to run. We need people to run, not because they're wild-eyed liberals, but because they're thoughtful, decent people who have the ability for critical thought. We need them, because if you don't show up, the alternative will fill that seat. And then, so, God help us.
Yeah. So, Hans, this is, you know, I think there's two things that I've seen. Pre-Trump, I've seen, especially in Oneida County where I lived, it was like the same people got, like, ran for 30 years. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them had made money off of new roads, or they made money because their construction firm, you know, got bids, you know, for the county. And so that's a good reason to be on the county board, is if your business can make money from it. So that's the thing that I saw before Trump. But what I'm seeing now is exactly what you're saying. Like, there, it's a one issue, one like raging anger in your brain that doesn't care about the inner workings of a county. It cares about making sure that the power is put into the place they think it should be put. And that's,
but it's about power rather than service.
It's about power rather than service. Exactly. And so I agree with you wholeheartedly. And that's why, you know, my super PAC is focused on getting good people. And we don't even care if it's, we really don't care about the politics, the county board, you're filling potholes. You know, it's not like you really have to be motivated by some grand partisan kind of thing to be on a county board. You just gotta be sane. You gotta be reasonable. You wanna balance a budget, and, you know, and you wanna do good by your community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, I think there is sort of a big picture view that, you know, that local officials need to grasp. I think it's important, again, when we talk about things like climate change, you know, about where dollars are going to be allocated and so forth. But, and again, in terms of, I just really feel like it's important to understand the motivation for some of the people on the hard right who are running. And they really, really are motivated by a deep-seated belief that they're going to save the union. Very similar to, I think, the folks that ransacked the Capitol. Most of these people looked at it as their patriotic duty and some sort of, you know, almost holy battle that they were focused on. And I mean, it's sad to say, but I really think that that's what's happening here. So again, knowing that that's some of the folks who are going to run, I think it's all the more important that people step up. And I think that people need to understand that they need to really, I'm sorry, folks, but let's just get off our asses. I'm not asking you to go off to war. I'm not asking you to sit on the city council for the next 10 years. But for God's sakes, just run and see what happens. It won't kill you. And you could do good things for a couple of years and then go back to your life. And you might, and you, I promise you, your experience on that county board or that city council will give you back more than you contributed, because you're going to learn something about how things operate and you're going to put yourself out there. I promise you, when I ran for the first time, I was like, wait a second, what the hell am I doing? Now, the good news is no one ran against me, and no one's ever run against me until this year. Now I've got some actual competition, so I'm going to have to raise it up a little bit too. But I if we don't fill these seats, or at least attempt to, what's going to happen when we have elections that are contested and you've got a county board and you've got a county clerk that is going to do what they're told to do from on high? Our democracy starts to crumble, okay? And I'm not trying to be dramatic, but this is, I mean, connect these dots, folks.
No, and there are real life examples of counties and states that have sent back aid, pandemic aid that was meant to help, but this anti-government crusade has trickled down to the local government level where aid has not been used. And that's just one of many examples. And even if you set aside, you know, the very justifiable points you've made about the current politics, the fact of the matter is local government is where we want to find real people. I have covered county boards throughout the state. I have covered more local government boards as a reporter than I could possibly name. And in every one of them, there were real people there who were generous, who were thoughtful, who did not know everything, but they just wanted to try to make a little difference. And Hans, despite, no matter how heated the environment gets out there, the political environment, there's still room out there for good people to serve yeah. at the local level.
Absolutely. And it's more important now than ever that those people step up. That's sort of the point, isn't it? And so, you know, you talk about sending back aid. That's an example, and it's unfortunate. But I think the bigger picture is even, you know, bigger and scarier than that, because, again, we're talking about the actual heart of our democracy. And it is sad that such partisanship now is crept into the local level the way it has. But again, you know, you have to ask yourself how it got there, and that also should motivate people If our current state of affairs doesn't motivate people to step up, then I'm not sure what I can say that will motivate them, other than don't be afraid of it. Don't think that you shouldn't do it because you can't do it or you have no place there. That's nonsense.
So Hans, I just wanted to, I think Pat's going to close in a second, but I wanted to give people, you know, a little bit of something to hold on to. Obviously, if you're in Lincoln County, you know, find Hans and ask him what it's like to run for office. But if you're like in Oneida County, Vilas County, Marathon County, St. Croix, any of the ones up north where kind of we focus our attention, you know, they're nonpartisan races, but you can call your Democratic Party office and get some help on where to download the forms and, you know, how, you know, what to do. But it's not a really partisan thing, but you can always call your Democratic County Party office.
Right. Every local party wants to help. They're there to help put good people on their local boards who they think might still align with them. And Hans, if I'm looking at the notes here at elections.wi.gov correctly, if a county population is under 100,000, for nominating petitions, you only need somewhere between 20 and 100 signatures. You know, so you don't want to get 20 because some might be bad, but you can turn in, you know, anywhere between 20 and 100 signatures, and that you're on the ballot, right?
That is correct. Yep. Yeah. So it's not a
Kirk. Even you can find 20 friends.
It would take me a couple weeks.
You could do. I have faith in you, Hans. We cannot thank you enough for joining us again and helping us with this very important dimension to get you some good folks to serve with. Thank you so much for your time.
Nope, not at all. Good seeing you guys. Be good.
Take care, Hans. And while I go Google Dunning-Kruger effect to find out what the hell Sarah was talking about, we'll take our final break and we'll be back in just a moment.